Okay. That's better. Yeah, now it's getting loud. Good. Loud and proud. Cool. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Much better.
All right. Does it feel like even at least?
Yeah.
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 Or evener.
And what's nice is that since I'm recording on separate tracks, mm-hmm. I can edit them.
Yeah, and with that
separately.
With the isotope.
Because that's what we did, right?
Oh yeah.
You edited them all separately. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. It's fucking misery. Five tracks.
Well, not for you. You didn't have to do it.
The editing? Well, I did all the editing, yeah.
The
only thing Brady did was he adjusted the audio to make sure that it was he would just tweak it, but I had to like cut out all the dead space, cut out all like the ums, ahs.
Yeah, that sucks.
Kind of stuff. Yeah, it was terrible.
I did it for one episode.
Yeah.
And I was mm-hmm. not having fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was awful. I remember when we recorded like four in a row.
Ooh,
yeah, yeah, and I just tried to blitz them all out in a day, and I wanted to blow my fucking brains out.
Well, especially in like a gaming podcast, mm-hmm. because there can be so much dead space.
Yep,
you know, because everybody's thinking,
yep.
you know, about their next move and whatnot, and everybody's writing stuff down. Whereas with like just something like this,
yeah,
there's never really a lull.
Well, and I also had to cut out a lot of Office references because we got real excessive for a while there, and I actually had somebody complain about that. Was like, you know, it's a good podcast.
It was Mark.
But it was Mark. It was Mark. Yeah. So, yeah, it's
so sorry, Mark.
You know, it is what it is. So
it was worth it, though.
It was great,
honestly. Of course, like the main reason I wanted you as my first guest is we have prior experience,
yeah.
right?
So
we've got the Fantasy
the
Friends podcast,
and the repertoire.
I would not want to have somebody on as a first guest that like either has no experience being on a podcast or is like just not comfortable being interviewed or something,
sure.
or just like can't talk naturally. So I was like, well, I have to have Caleb on.
I appreciate you.
But one of the big talking points that I want to hit on with you in particular is motivation.
Okay.
Because it's something that we both kind of struggle with.
Definitely.
Big time. Yeah. Because like, I think what happens to both of us throughout the course of a year, mm-hmm. like if we're reflecting back on a year, is we kind of hit these big spurts of like, oh my God, here's this idea. Let's blow it up. We're going to make it huge or we're going to run with it. And then like something happens along the way
mm-hmm.
where like, is just one little tiny tack on the floor when you're running that just like literally puts you out of commission.
Yeah, our lives are gigantic mountains and extremely deep valleys, right?
Right.
And just
yeah.
Like a nonstop
it's
cycle of that
in both ends. There's no like just like cozy middle ground. That's kind of why I envy Wes in some ways, because he lives in this cozy middle ground world.
I know,
right? Where it's like he'll get an idea and he's like, oh, that's just it.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Let's see what we can do
doing.
With that.
And then when you and
then we
when,
get
like,
a hold of it and we're like, well, what if we turned it into all of this stuff?
And then we get so discouraged once it doesn't work out the specific way we want to.
Yeah, the one
and Wes will be like, well, I tried to tell you guys. And we're just like, this just sucks, man.
Yeah, we're like, no, throw it away. We're done with it.
Yeah, and it's like I remember so I hate myself I hate
this whole podcast.
Generally about everything I do I think is trash, like hot
yeah.
trash.
Yeah.
And I remember so
it's
I
cuz we both share a common like we just have like low self-esteem.
Self-loathing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't truly, to be honest with you, I don't know where it comes from. I've never I've gone to therapy.
Oh, you haven't digging that deep?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I've gone to therapy, and I've never.
It's fun digging up those fossils.
Yeah. There's other reasons for me being in therapy, and
right.
this is, you know. But
never for that exact reason.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't have the. We live in America. I don't have the money for fucking mental health.
I have the money for $5 worth of coffee. Every
exactly,
day
exactly, and... exactly. So I showed Wes this band. I sent him sent him like maybe a week ago called Limbs,
mm-hmm.
and they're kind of defeater esque, very melodic hardcore, or whatever. Anyway,
right.
So he shoots me a text yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and he says, Crystal came home. Wes's wife, obviously not everybody who would... Are you recording this right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody's not to know who the fuck...
Nobody knows who any of these people are.
So, just I guess for...
I'll have a handy little guide.
Yeah, Okay, so just I guess we should probably clarify. So me and Jake are in a band, and Wes is one of our best friends and the guitarist in the band.
Yeah.
And then Crystal's his wife. She comes home and she says, oh, did you guys record a new song? And he goes...
Because it sounded so much like something we would do?
She said that the vocalist sounded like me.
Okay.
And Wes texted me that, and I was like, I mean, I guess if I was, you know, good, you know, and like,
yeah, and like, it's this like offhand kind of, you don't know how to take a compliment.
Yeah. And Wes is like, dude, like, I actually does sound like you. Stop being, you know, yeah, and yeah. I'm just like, nah, dude, like, he's really good. I'm fucking hot trash. And he's like, okay, whatever, you know, because like, and I don't know what it is inside me that I just, I can't, just, you know, cause I know I'm not in no way, shape, or form like the best vocalist in the world, but I know it is something that I do at least moderately well, mm-hmm. you know, I'm adequate enough at it. But I don't know how to accept, you know, that I might be good mm-hmm. at that kind of stuff. And doubling back to a bunch of other stuff, because we went on some tangents there, but I went on some tangents, not you. You're professional, I'm not. So
well, it boils down to. So there's self-awareness,
sure.
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can think of some people off the top of our heads, and I'm not going to name names, that kind of lack that self-awareness.
Definitely,
of
yeah.
like, and honestly, sometimes I wish I had that.
Oh my God. You have no idea.
We have is the
God.
Opposite.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, some people might lack this whole self-awareness thing to the point where it's like somebody could be very bad mm-hmm. at something. They're not self-aware. Right? They're just like, I'm just going to keep going because this is something that I want to do. I can't tell if like, if they just don't know that they're not good or if they don't care.
Yeah.
But
it might
just
be a little
go
A, little B,
at it
yeah.
regardless. And then like the problem that we have is that
we're hyper aware.
We're hyper
yeah.
aware
yeah. of all of our flaws
uh-huh.
and all of our.
Yeah.
And then we don't know how to like.
It's like we have, they might have a mirror. We have a fucking electronic microscope looking on ourselves.
So the
right?
thing about it though is the you know, people like that that are you know, not aware, it may not be that they're not aware, it may just be how they deal with their flaws and deal with mm-hmm. like their imperfections,
right.
Whereas like you and me, we dwell on it, we focus in on our flaws, and we tend to not look at anything positive when we have all of our flaws, where some people, they may be totally aware of that. Like, yeah, maybe my voice isn't the best. Maybe my guitar playing isn't the best. Maybe my drumming isn't the best. Maybe my art isn't the best or whatever, but I know what I need to work on, and they focus on working on those things and they get better. Right.
Or exactly. You know, that's where our whole bottom line mentality,
yeah.
when you mix that together, just is like,
it's terrible.
Well,
yeah.
I'm either like,
yeah.
like, dude, some days I'll be feeling so great about myself that I'm like, dude, I'm unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
And then some days I'll be feeling so bad that I'm like, I'm completely worthless. There's no middle ground.
Yeah. Well, you look
and
like
it applies to everything yeah. that you do mm-hmm. also. Mm-hmm. It's either one day I'll be back in the studio working and I'll be so on top of my game. I'll be like, dude, I'm the best. Like,
yeah, right.
and like, I'll be doing great. And then some days I'll be back in there and I'm like, I'm so terrible. I don't know why anybody ever hires me.
Right.
It's this like polar opposite thing happening all the time. And it affects your ability to learn mm-hmm. and grow. Because like you just said, when some people, they have that kind of, it's not that they're completely self-aware. It's that they know how to improve on those things.
Sure.
They don't completely dwell on the fact that something didn't go exactly the way they wanted it or the way they planned. They have basically room for improvement,
right?
Where we're just like, it's black or white, yes or no,
right?
Like there's no gray area.
Well, and I definitely think you and me I have this issue so much, especially with the band, in after we play a show, right?
Yeah,
we get this crazy bout of just insane motivation where we're just like, we're gonna do the X, Y, Z,
yeah.
and we're gonna do it right fucking now.
Mm-hmm. And then a week goes by.
And then a week goes by and we get
and that high goes away.
Well, it's even like, look, you look at when we did those couple weekend runs, right? We did Erie,
yeah.
Pennsylvania, then we played out in Mishawaka, and then we came back to Toledo.
Yep.
And it was so fun, right? And like even that Iowa show that was just
the fucking
disaster.
Middle of nowhere.
Great. It was great.
Nobody
had a good
came.
Time.
But we were so happy and excited to be on the road
and
not
motivated,
playing.
Motivated, right? It motivated
locally.
Us. And I was
yeah.
like so like
we came back from that tour and we were like, you know, like, okay, this was it. This was enough kindling for us to fucking to make something happen. It's going to do it. And guess what? That was over a year ago.
I know.
That's crazy.
Trust me. I know. And like I came back so motivated and so ready to go and so ready to book more shows. And the couple weeks after that where I'm getting no responses.
Yeah.
And I'm getting straight up no.
And those are just boom, 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 knocking down these pillars of motivation that you had.
And then I just say,
like, it was just pure thin glass.
And then you start to question yourself, like, why am I even doing this? Like, why am I in a band? Why am I, like, actually, or just an artist in general? Not even just trying to, like, just limit it to music. That's just obviously the medium that I have within that realm. But
it's
even
like,
just
why
in
am
general,
I even exploring these options?
Totally.
Like, when you're in such a creative field, like, everything that you do is hypersensitive. Yeah. Everything that you do is, like, focused on you, right? Mm-hmm. It's just so easy to be like, oh my God, everything is not happening the way that I want it to, the way it should. Like, and then you start comparing yourself to other people who are making stuff happen, and you're like, what am I doing that's wrong?
Right.
Dude, sometimes most of it is just luck.
Right.
Honestly. That's what sucks.
And you're totally right. And I think that also kind of bums me out a lot too. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have people that, I don't know, you just know they kind of lucked out, and it's not every case, and every case is so different.
Right.
You don't, and truthfully, the thing about that is it's easy for us to point at somebody and go, oh, they just lucked out, or oh, they just, but like, we don't truly know how hard they're working behind the scenes, right?
Yeah.
We don't know.
We just think these things are happening.
You just see surface level. You just see surface level where it's like they were nothing, then they blew up. And it's like, you know, the only exception I won't say to that, or the only person I won't back down on, the hill I will die on, is I Prevail, but that's a whole other story. So, and I will die on that hill. But yeah, and I think what ends up happening with me is like, my issue is I want to do too many things, right?
Right there. Yeah, there's a term for this. Have I ever sent you this video before?
No, probably not.
It's a
not.
TED Talk.
Okay.
I don't know if you like TED Talks.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's what's called
like
a multi-potentialer.
Or Ted Allen from Chopped. Or well, he was on Queer Eye, but then, you know.
No, it's actually Ted Mosby.
Cool. All right. It was a Ted. Perfect. Yeah. All right.
There's this. It's my favorite TED Talk ever because it finally made sense in my brain of like, why am I this way? It's this thing that this person, Brandon, called a multi-potentialite.
Okay.
And essentially what it is like, you know how everybody has like that feeling of a one true calling, you know? Like when they hit a certain age, they're going to be like, I'm going to be a doctor. That's my calling. I'm going to save the world. That's my calling. I'm going to play guitar forever. That's my calling.
Yeah.
We don't have that.
Dude, and it sucks. And, you know, I'm almost 30. I'll be 30 in 6 months, right? And I had that overwhelming feeling of just like I'm losing time, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I started this job. I'm not gonna name the company, obviously, but I started this job working doing logistics, and it's super easy. It's like it's just so easy.
Requires no effort.
And
it's just
I feel no
something.
Challenge. I feel no fulfillment from it or anything like that. Yeah. But it's like, it's such a good job and such a, as far as like pay and benefits and everything, that I just like, I don't know if I want to walk away from this, but there's just so many things I want to do. Like, I would love to start 7-8 podcasts. I have an idea for a podcast every single day. Mm-hmm. I would love to tour with the band every single day forever. I would love to do that. I have like ideas for board games. I have ideas for, I want to go to wrestling school and be a fucking wrestler.
Right.
That's something I've wanted to do for years, but I don't have like the motivation. I personally just think
it becomes two things, right? First of all, there's not enough time to do everything.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that you would have to give up in that sense.
Sure.
You've heard of the phrase jack of all trades, right?
For sure.
The common thing that everybody hears is jack of all trades, you know, you're good at a lot of things, master of none.
Yeah.
That's never how it works though, because like I've worked a lot of jobs over the years. I've brought elements from every single one of those jobs that I worked into something else later in life. This whole jack of all trades thing, like, it's okay that we don't have one true calling.
Right.
Okay. But the only thing that sucks is that with our lack of motivation and the fact that we're so self-deprecating is that we can't get farther than a few steps with each one.
Definitely.
And it's not like we have ADD to the max. We might. If we had enough time, if we had all the resources, we would be able to do crazy things with everything that we want to do.
Right.
if we could just like turn off that little part of the brain that says like, oh, this isn't turning out the way I wanted it to. It's not very good. I'm going to stop.
Right.
If we were to just keep that going, like the horizon is ever expansive.
For sure.
And I think it's like literally the perfect recipe because multipotentialites, we are so naturally curious
right.
about everything. I mean, like I want to dabble in everything. I want to podcast. I want to play drums. I want to be a vocalist. I want to play guitar. I want to be a photographer. I want to do video. I want to be an actor. I want to direct movies. I want to like the whole nine yards.
Right.
It all sounds interesting to me. I think that's a good problem to have.
I don't disagree. I just wish that I would be able to focus in on like things when I need to focus in on them rather than like,
yeah. We kind of just take things as like what's doing well or feeling good in the moment.
Sure.
Like that's kind of where the issue lies is rather than like even on days where it's not feeling so good with the band, you know, we pull away, we detract. What I feel like I've been trying to do better is to recognize when I'm kind of having those moments of like extreme, unmotivating, kind of self-deprecating behaviors.
Yeah.
And actually just sit and focus on why.
Okay.
Rather than, because what I often tend to do, when those moments are happening, I'll take it and run with it. And I'll just be like, okay, this is the worst. I'm feeling bad. I have no motivation. And then I'll start doing like self-destructive things along the way to make like rapid changes or just indulge in like some self-destructive behaviors because I'm not feeling good because of one thing.
Right.
And I'm not motivated. So I inherently like do nothing. I mean, there's been days where it's like, I'll be so unmotivated. I won't leave the apartment for like 3 days. I'm not getting any work done, you know, just kind of skating on by.
Right.
I think what really helps is to be hyper aware of, okay, I'm feeling like this in the moment. And this kind of helps with anxiety too. Sometimes it's just to be aware of it and kind of boiling it down to just exactly like one bullet point. Like, why am I feeling so unmotivated? Even if it takes just like sitting down and writing everything out, you know, and just kind of shitting it out into the universe, just to be aware of it all.
Sure.
I don't know of any other techniques or practices that you can do to kind of motivate yourself other than like, cause it just like happens naturally.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Cause one day, like, dude, this happens all the time. I'll wake up one day and I'll be like, I'm going to eat well. I'm going to go on a run.
Yep.
And it just comes out of nowhere. Like, I'm going to sit down. I like last week randomly watched a documentary about veganism.
Sure.
And I was like, damn, I get it. This makes a lot of sense. I'm going to cut back on meat. I had Chick-fil-A last night.
Yeah. Well, I totally agree with you, man. I mean, I used to run close to 8 miles a day.
Yeah.
And then it just dropped off, and I've never been able to kind of get myself back to that. But every once in a while, I'll just get this itch where it's like, okay, cool. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go run for a couple miles or whatever. I'm dropping and doing like 100 push-ups, you know, whatever. I can't do 100 push-ups. Like, I'm too weak for that. But and then it just dies off, and it just dissipates. And it's definitely something I've been working on. It's definitely something that I'm like, as now a seasoned adult, I have been working on, but it's tough. And, and it's just so many other things, so many other factors, you know, and, that I don't have as much time to focus on that kind of stuff and like try to like, I don't have as much time to, worry about myself, you know,
right.
Unfortunately. So again, I put myself, my mental health or whatever off to the wayside because it's just other things that are more important, and which is sad to say.
Isn't it terrible to think about?
There's other things that are just more important or need my more immediate attention rather.
Mm. Yeah, see, I think the whole ongoing stigma with mental health, right,
sure.
is that it's a very deep root cause of like so many people's issues.
Yeah.
But we don't put a strong focus on it. It comes later, right? You know, like your physical needs or your outward needs come first.
Sure.
Like work, for instance. Mm-hmm. I remember, I didn't know it at the time. This was probably like 4 years ago now.
Okay.
I was working this job and it was over the winter and, you know, the whole seasonal affective thing was like really kicking in, really kicking my ass.
Yeah.
And I was just feeling like super anxious. And I didn't go into work for like 3 days because I did not feel good. I felt sick, not like physically sick, but like world is crashing down inside of my brain.
Like a cloud of
glue. Did not move from my bed for 3 days.
Yeah.
And like day four came and like I was obviously not going to tell my boss like, hey, I'm not coming in because, you know, I'm not
sure
feeling good in the noggin. That doesn't fly with most jobs. So I kept lying and being like, I'm fucking, you know, throwing up or hacking up along or whatever, just not feeling good. And by the time day four came around, I was already feeling so guilty for lying about me being sick and then feeling guilty for like, oh, I'm not sick. I'm feeling sick in this way, but I didn't really understand what it was. And then they fired me. That it should not have to be that way.
Yeah. Well, no. And not only that, but you know, a lot of people won't take days off because they can't afford it is another problem
right.
as well. And I mean, I would love it if I could afford the just taking a day
like
off
a mental
myself.
Health day.
Yeah, I would absolutely. My work would be fine without me, but I can't afford it. I can't. I probably could, but I don't want to put myself into a position where I'm regretting taking the day off because I needed that extra couple $100 for
right.
whatever, you know.
And then that too. It affects the mental health because now, okay, you got stress coming from
exactly.
money and whatnot.
Exactly. It just compiles and just like, it's just not.
It's just like a crazy cycle.
Exactly. Yeah. I would say that you would want to maybe go towards like goals or things like.
Well, I kind of touched up on like, okay, here's how do we be better?
Right.
You know, what are some practices that we can do?
I mean, truthfully, the biggest thing is allowing, I think one problem that you and me have is that we don't like other people helping us.
No, I want to do it myself.
Exactly. And, we get discouraged when, we have to get someone to help us because it makes it feel
isn't that sad too? It's
yeah.
like that's last resort is like asking for help.
Yeah, because you don't want to feel like you're
a burden
yeah. or that you're too pathetic that you need
yeah.
that or that you just aren't good enough at whatever that specific medium is.
Yeah.
That's something that I'm trying to get better about is just asking for help if I need it instead of just trying to like because I'll try something, it won't work out the way I want it. And then I'll just say, fuck it and drop it. And we won't even like explore other avenues that might put me in a position to succeed.
Mm-hmm. I think this branches back to our earlier conversation about natural pessimism or cynicism.
Yeah.
It's so easy to be cynical.
Yeah.
Right. What were we talking about earlier? It was movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about the new like Star Wars movie.
Yes.
And how when we go to see it, we'll probably just be like, yeah, this is whatever.
Yeah.
Because we're initially dismissive about like, I'm initially dismissive about most things.
Yeah. Same.
Like people.
Same. Yeah.
Experiences.
New music, everything.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
it is.
I am that
crotchety
old person.
The most difficult thing in the world is for me to listen to music that somebody else has shown me. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. But like when somebody is like, here, try this. Something in my brain is just like, I don't know if it's like the expectation of this person says it's good, so it has to be good. I'm going to feel bad if I don't like it. Like, or if I'm just like, I didn't discover it on my own. So
I
know it's not
going
to be as good.
Like.
Yeah.
You know,
I hate being told what to like.
Yeah.
I hate being told what to do.
Yeah.
Oh, it drives me insane.
Sure.
If somebody were to come up to me and be like, here's a 10-step plan, how to get exactly what you want.
Right.
I'd be like, no, fuck you.
Right.
I'd be like, no, I'm going to figure it out myself. Right.
I think that the biggest thing is just accepting help and just like understanding
being more optimistic, finding small ways to get confidence in yourself, even just like the small victories, you know, and focusing on those rather than just like the shitty aspects of like everything going on. I mean, it's hard to not walk out into the world and being like, everything is great because there are a lot of shitty things that happen all the time.
Very large, shitty
things.
It's
that whole ignorance is bliss mentality, which I hate. But it's true.
Well, and I think there's like a balance that is hard to meet because you know, so like this whole like, and I'm not going to get into like the specifics of what we both agree or disagree or agree on this or whatever, but this last election and this upcoming election were so polarizing, right? And it was like, I think it was the first election that I was battling this whole thing of like, because okay, so like right now it's like, again, whether you agree with them or disagree with them, whatever, every single day there is a news article about Trump, whether it's good or bad, right? Yeah. And it's like exhausting, right? Because mm-hmm. Even if you support him, it's got to be exhausting to support him. Even if you're against him, it's got to be exhausting to be against him.
Yeah.
And
because everything is so extreme.
Everything is so extreme. And so you go through this whole motion of like
middle ground. There's no gray area.
Exactly. Exactly. And so I go through these motions of like, I want to keep up with politics because I feel like it's very important right now to keep up with politics because of all the crazy shit going on or whatever, regardless of what aspect of politics you're looking at. But it's so exhausting. And so I tune out, but then I feel bad for tuning out, right? Mm-hmm. So I put myself back into this negative head because politics is all negative. Whatever side of the coin you're on, so it's all fucking negative.
No, the thing about everything is when you look at it real.
It's all pretty negative. Yeah.
It's all pretty terrible.
Yes.
Okay. Like literally, even the most positive thing that you can do,
there's a negative
somehow
side
negative
to it.
Connotations.
There's a negative side to it. Yes.
Right.
And so it's just, I feel like guilty if I tune out because it's like, well, shit, what if something's happening? I need to keep up on that kind of stuff. And it's mm-hmm. like, and it's terrible. So that I think is that contributes to it as well. Because like, when you walk out into this world and you try to walk out with like, you know, this ignorance or this like, it's not ignorance because if you're willingly shutting it out,
yeah,
it's not really ignorance. But
like ignorance is a tricky word.
Yes.
Right?
But
because
really,
when
I don't
you
know
describe
what
somebody as ignorant, it is
dumb.
Somewhat dumb, uneducated. Yes. Like not informed,
right?
But
that's not really
when
what
you
I'm
think about it in
go
the context
yeah.
of that quote.
Yeah,
it's that you're just kind of you're not focusing on certain aspects.
Sure,
right? It's like if you recycle paper, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're focusing on the good deed that you're doing, or if you're using like the wooden straws. Right, you're focusing on the good thing that you're doing. You're like, okay, I'm contributing to less carbon emissions,
sure.
and that sort of thing. But you don't focus on the bigger picture of like what you're doing. Of like, okay, yeah, I'm doing my part to help the planet. But when you really think about it, it's like what you're really doing is not that much because everything's
right.
happening such a large scale.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there is a, I think there's a certain aspect to that too you got to look at. So a mutual friend of ours, Brady,
mm-hmm.
So he is, he's going to school for environmental engineering. Right? He's, I think, almost graduated. And he kind of explained to me one time where people always look at that, where it's like, well, I mean, if I don't recycle, it's not a big deal kind of thing, you know, whatever. Because, I mean, come on. Me recycling is not going to change anything. But like.
Right.
If every single person had that mentality in the world, then we're not going to go anywhere. But if everybody had the mentality of like, I'm going to use these paper straws, then it's going to change something, right?
Yeah.
And so it's like, would you rather be the part that is a part of that change, regardless if it works or not, or would you rather be the person that's just like, nah, I'm good, you know, whatever. No,
well,
you know,
I think we're both in the camp of like, well, we know not everybody's going to be that way,
yeah.
so why bother?
Yeah. I flip, for yeah. sure. Yeah, yeah.
You flip all the time.
Like, there's no recycling here. And I was like, you fucking heathens, but I just toss the shit out in the
yeah.
trash because I'm a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
But it's yeah, you're right, though. There's definitely negative connotations between for anything. You can always find a negative and you can always find a positive no matter what. There's always one or the other. I don't think there's a single thing that you could find that
that doesn't have both
doesn't
positive
have some kind of negative,
negative
in there as well. And I think there's a tricky balance that I myself need to find of knowing when a negative is completely unnecessary, you
right.
know, and knowing when like I'm just dwelling to dwell and
oh,
that's
yeah.
it. And
it's about instituting this positive mentality in the face of overwhelmingly negative,
completely
like
yeah.
environmental input, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's also one of the challenges about where we live.
Yeah.
You
sure.
know, we live in Toledo. It's incredibly easy to be negative about where we live.
Yeah.
It's not something like a New York or
right.
a Chicago or LA. There's
or
a
even
lot
Detroit,
of,
for God's sakes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
it's so easy to be negative about where we live.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that mindset spreads to everybody. And suddenly now everybody around here is like, this all sucks.
Right. And people don't, and you don't realize, you don't look at the fact
it's
that
like
we
a
have.
Groupthink mentality
yeah.
of.
And you don't look at the fact that
it's
we
all
have
terrible.
These like six beautiful metro parks that are like.
We have some of the best metro parks.
Yeah. You don't,
in the nation.
You don't look at the fact that
we have one of the best art museums
just
in the nation.
A free
we have
art
one of the
museum.
Best zoos in the nation.
Yes, and we don't look at that kind of stuff. We just
we don't
at,
focus
like, you know,
on like these really positive aspects. Well,
and a big part of that also, and not to get into like the structure of Toledo and all that kind of stuff, but the problem with Toledo 100% is that everything's so spread out, right? Everything takes you like 20 to 30 minutes to get to wherever you need to go. And even when you get there,
okay, but to be fair,
hold on though. Let me just get to a second, because I know you're gonna say like New York and Chicago and stuff the same way. Yeah. But the difference with that is that if I walk down St. Clair Street right here, there's a few things we can do, mostly restaurants. Outside of that, there's nothing
else
we can do.
There's a few bars we can hit.
A few bars we can hit, that's it. Then I have to drive 30 minutes down the road to the other side of town, and there's like maybe one thing we can do there. And then, but in Chicago, New York, wherever.
It's very spread out. And everything's very condensed in bigger cities.
Yeah. But like, exactly. Like when you go to New York, you might drive 30 minutes to this part of New York.
But there's so many things that you can do within like four blocks.
Fucking things to do. Yeah. Whereas in Toledo, it's like you have a few things here. And I'm not trying to poo-poo Toledo because I really do, you know, I'm fucking T-Town pride, you know? Yeah. And it's getting better. It is getting better. Like, there's no doubt about that. It gets better
when you try to institute that positive mental attitude
exactly.
into everybody.
Exactly.
Like, everybody shits on the whole, you will do better in Toledo. Yeah.
But at least somebody's trying to do something.
Because it's easy. Exactly.
Yeah. That's what pisses me off about it, is everybody shits on that and everybody makes fun of that, but at least people are fucking doing something.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing to make Toledo better? You're just shitting on it and you're not doing anything to actually be positive, to positively impact it, right? And it's like, you look at like Innovation, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what Cody and the guys at Innovation, Brock and all them have
done.
They
basically have like
completely revitalized the
entire music
of the music scene. Yeah. Right. And agree with them or disagree with them or whatever, because people will talk crap about them. People will talk really highly of them, whatever. You can't deny what they've done. I mean, Cody grew up back in the day when he was running Verso Group. Like, you know, he brought Jamboree to Toledo.
Right.
But like, That was like the biggest thing. Like, he brought some other decent bands, but that was like the biggest thing he did, which was big. Don't get me wrong. But like, Annihilation's just as big. Fucking Toledo Music Fest is pretty big. We've gotten big bands, whether we like them or not. You know, the bands that play, like, ugh. But he brought them here, and that was crazy. Fucking We Came as Romans was there the other day that sold out. Like, it's crazy.
He's doing these things despite all the negative energy that might circle around.
Fuck Cody Sizemore and his overly positive attitude. Goddamn.
I think, Cody needs to teach a class.
Oh, for sure.
And I need to take it.
Yeah. No, for sure. And it's
because, I mean, okay, every time I go anywhere else in the country, right, and I say that I'm from Toledo.
Yeah.
People give one distinct face. It's that like,
well, because you know, the only thing people know about Toledo is algae water and the Christmas weed. The only two things people actually know about Toledo.
I really miss Christmas weed this year. I hope.
What's that?
I hope that Christmas weed's doing all right this year.
I hope so. Yeah.
Miss him.
You know, hashtag bless or pray for the weeds. Yeah. Just to kind of go back though, I think that's the biggest thing is just trying to overlook the negatives and look at the positives, which is such a cliche, easy thing to say. But
I mean, it's easy to say, but it's very hard to do.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, it's so easy to be negative. Being positive, you can easily get shit on.
It's tough, man. You know? Yeah.
So. Let's wrap up with, cause it's what
I gotta be. I gotta be at work in about an hour.
Do you really?
I still haven't ate yet.
Oh yeah, I keep forgetting that you.
I work their shift now. Yeah,
it's weird. It's December 18th, right? Yeah. We got 2020 coming up, dude.
Yeah, buddy.
I hate
New Year's resolutions,
but I think they're still good to have just as like a tangible thing to look back on.
Don't take them too seriously, but definitely look at them and try and like, you know.
I'm not going to kick myself for not meeting them, but it's nice to like write something down and look back from like last year.
So
like, well, what could I have done better to make this goal happen?
So give me
top three things that you want to see next year.
Like personal growth within myself.
Okay.
Kind of thing. Is that where you're kind of going at? Like
sure.
Things.
Yeah, okay. Anything.
I think for one, recording this EP is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Actually officially start wrestling school is something that I think is really big up there. And I actually, this might be kind of dumb, but I actually wanted a new gaming laptop. So I want to buy a new gaming laptop so I can play games at work when I'm bored as shit. So,
there you go.
So that's probably the biggest, the other big thing for me.
Those things... They seem like such simple ventures, right?
Sure.
Because I think we can both share this kind of notion of we can see the end product, right?
Sure.
it's big, almost impossible for us to guys. See the path.
Yeah,
to,
we're big picture guys, right?
There. Yeah, to, I'm a big picture guy.
Yeah, to quote Always Sunny.
It's very difficult to kind of see the path to get there, and sometimes it gets really scary. Definitely. Along the way when, like, you can't see more than a few steps ahead of you and you don't know where to go and you can only, like, you're just like, fuck, I just want to get there. And, like, it can be so overwhelming.
Definitely.
I think that's a good place to wrap up.
All right.
Thank you very much for being my first guest.
Of course.
I'm not anytime. Just kind of doing this by myself.
Yep.
Because it's always nice to kind of rant with somebody else. When I rant by myself, there's no one to affirm, like, yes, you're right.
Oh, like right. when I have my my shower debates and
exactly.
The, you know, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I will most definitely have you on in the future. I'm going to follow up with some of these some of these goals maybe in like the next 6 months or so.
Cool.
But and also thanks for letting me borrow all of your equipment.
Yeah, man. Of course.
Because one day I was like, I want to do a podcast and you had all the gear. So I was like, why don't you help me save some money?
Hey, man, I'm not using it. May as well say, you know, let somebody use it. So
boom, it's fine with me. All right. Anything you want to plug?
The band, I guess. The band. I don't know. Yeah.
What are our handles in the Wild OH?
Dude, honestly, I don't know. Because some of it's Into the Wild Music. Some of it's Into the Wild Ohio.
No, that's our email.
Email's Into the Wild Music.
I don't even know. Wes runs all that now. So.
Into the Wild from Toledo, Ohio. I don't know. It's
stuff is obviously coming soon. We got an EP that we're recording in January. So.
Yeah. And then besides that, I mean, I don't
know. You know what I want to plug? I want to plug our old podcast.
Fantasy Friends. Hopefully that comes back soon. Yeah.
We got to put that back up.
Yeah. There. We'll get it up there somewhere. Yeah.
I have literally one person that is dying to listen to it because I told him about it.
Yeah.
And I went and I was like, okay, I went into my podcasting app and tried to look it up to just send it to him. It's gone. And I was like, no.
I got to actually log into my like Libsyn account when I get home tonight. Actually, I'll do it at work.
All right. Have fun at work.
Yeah.
Go get some food.
Yeah.
I'm going to go take a nap.
Cool.